item is James Wheeloo, three lots and a 50-foot easement on Road 233. Mr. Burton, you may have the floor, sir.
Well, I did not get a chance to review this, but Mr. Johnson had brought this to my attention that the parcel has quite a bit of wet. Is it going to be marked?
There's a bigger drawing for you to look at.
I passed down a copy of the survey that was submitted. Almost an acre and a half of wetlands.
It's almost an acre and a half of what?
Wetlands. 1.47 acres. The lot lines stop at the wetlands.
Are these state wetlands? Are they 404 wetlands or?
I would assume they're 404, but.
Because it makes reference to center line of the branch, so I don't know if that then meant that we're dealing with state wetlands and whether we're dealing with adequate buffers from state wetlands.
The engineering firms here.
I didn't think you were differentiating between wetlands.
I'm not. That's why I was talking about state wetlands. I'm not allowed. I've learned.
We got somebody here.
Say who did.
We have someone here with an interest in this application. Yeah, we certainly do. We'll
possibly design.
Chair recognizes Mr. Davidson. Please give us your name for the record and.
Good afternoon. Mark Davidson with Design Consultants Group, Milton, Delaware. There are 404 wetlands.
There are 404.
Yes. My client's desire, and he's been working with the state, he's looking at, with this subdivision, the three lots, he's looking at taking the wetlands and putting it into a conservation easement. He's working with Denerec right now, getting that started and putting that, it'll become a conservation easement. If you look on the plan, you'll also see that up against there, he's placing on each one of these lots a 30-foot no build, no clear zone. As part of being able to, and then he held the rear setback line from that of another 20 feet for the building restriction line, so thus giving a 50-foot setback from the wetlands. But the only thing that he's putting into the conservation easement would be the wetlands.
And is this an all wooded area?
It's an all wooded lot, yes.
What about the plans for the open space? So, I mean, because this is a little different than what we see normally when we're dealing with three lots or two lots where there's not really any open space that's left.
The open space out front, what he's looking at doing is he's got site evaluation. This is part of an older approved subdivision that was I don't know the year it was done. It was prior to my client buying it. We were the engineer of record back then, but it was a three-lot subdivision. A couple of months ago, we had removed this subdivision off the agenda. It was going to be six lots, 620,000 square foot, but since the subdivision adjacent to us is no longer going to be a subdivision, it's now the Henlopen Soccer Club. Central sewer is not available to this, so he went back to the three lots. And what he would like to do is he had site evaluations for each one of these lots previously. What we're working on now, we've submitted to Denerec as site evaluations to put the three septics in that open space to minimize the amount of clearing that he's going to have to do. He's wanting to put three houses on here, and he wants to try to keep as many trees as he possibly can. So he had us take a look at removing the septics off of each one of these lots and putting them out front where the open space is.
That'd be three separate septics, or
it'll be three separate septic systems out on the open space. Those site evaluations are in the Denerec right now.
Would the wetlands be marked?
Yes, as part of the conservation easement. Yes, the wetlands have to be delineated. They will be marked. They will be posted with signs.
So they're going to have like a maintenance agreement for that open space area, or?
Each lot will be assigned a specific, it'll almost become like a septic outlot for each one. It'll be an easement for each lot. It'll be three separate systems. They're all actually, if the distance wasn't as great as it would be, they would all be gravity systems. But because we have to get lot 3, lot 2, and lot 1 up to there, they'll all be dose systems. So each, it'll be three separate actual wastewater disposal systems. The tanks for each one pumping up to it will be located next to the house, but it'll actually, each lot will have to take care of their own area.
Sounds pretty creative.
It's all in an effort for Mr. Walu to not, he just doesn't want to remove a lot of trees when putting these houses in.
So you're proposing to put something like carcinite markers at the no build and the
That's wetlands? Correct. That's part of the, when you put something into a conservation easement, you have to mark. So yes, the area will be marked as a conservation easement.
Is there an approval process for the conservation?
It's a voluntary program.
You're automatically in.
Yes, right. He's just going through the paperwork right now, going through the motions with Danirec, getting that placed into a conservation.
He doesn't transfer the property. It's just
it doesn't
for an easement.
That's correct. He's applying for the easement.
Floodplain? My note isn't complete here.
No, they're outside. I don't show the. I could have shown. I guess
they're all
we did do the topo, but yes, it slopes down fairly. All the lots are outside of the 100-year floodplain. Matter of fact, note 7 shows that it's in a zone.
I can't read all of note 7 on my.
Oh, okay.
Can we vote on this separately?
Yeah, you can vote on it right now.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, all my questions and concerns have been addressed, Mr. Chairman.
The only other question is what's the proper pronunciation of this gentleman's name?
Walu.
Walu.
Chairman, my motion is for approval of James Walu, 3 lots and a 50-foot easement on Road 233.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve 3 lots and a 50-foot easement on Road 233 for James Walu. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.